systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, May 2nd, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And Sean, he's not with us tonight. I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but we have a full-on studio audience up in this bitch tonight.
Are you scared?
No.
That's good.
Am I shaking? Oh, fuck.
A little bit.
Yeah, we have, would you care to use your real names, or would you like fancy internet monikers?
Betty 2, Betty 3.
Let's use some fake names.
Seriously?
Seriously.
You guys suck.
Anyway.
Just joking.
This is a kid I work with here. He's one of the ladies in our fine office establishment, one of her little brothers. Hi.
Hi.
How
I'm
are
Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. We also have Scuba Steve in the studio tonight. Hi, Steve.
How's it going?
Good. How are you guys? We got some ladies in here. Hi, ladies.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
That one's Braden's lady. All right. So, yeah, you guys, how are you doing?
Better than you are, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm nervous. I'm scared. Oh, goodness.
Don't be scared.
Well, let's just get right into it. This has been bugging me since 4 a.m. when this incident happened. So, you know, I told you about my fetish for shitty dive hotels,
right?
And going in them and, you know, procreating inside of them and all that. Just the whole
doesn't
allure
count
of,
when you know the material you procreate with is just all over the bed.
Well, that's
unless you try and keep it on her face.
Safe sex. Yeah.
It's
an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Right.
But so I'm at the blue and white. That's the favored. Now you guys know.
Oh, that
now
one.
You guys know. I like the blue and white. It's divey. It's trashy. It's right next to Finnegan's. Where
does
all
that
the
one
fucking
pay by the hour?
No, actually.
Oh, well, that's how you know that, it's trashy. As
that's
hell.
That's the Thunderbird. But if it did, I would probably save a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, probably.
Because, you know, you don't need the whole night in it.
Right. You probably only need, like, 2 minutes or so.
Hey, five at tops. It, it depends, you know, how the porn's been lately. But so we're in there. We do our thing. And, you know, we're watching Little Bush. Have you ever watched that, by the way?
Yeah, I don't really like that show.
Really?
Though. Yeah, it's too, like, it depicts the president too well.
Yeah?
And so it bugs me how stupid
you're
it
like,
is.
Like, wow, we really voted for this. All right. That's why I don't vote.
Yeah.
But the
way
guy.
You can't fuck up and vote for the wrong one.
What's Little Ro, or the little guy, that thing he always says before he talks? He's like, rot, rot, and then he says something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Know.
Oh, I just found that very amusing. But anyway, we fell asleep, and at like 3 in the morning, I feel this fucking breeze, like this cold air coming in. I'm like, what the fuck? And I open my eyes, and there's this dude standing in our fucking hotel room.
Seriously?
In our fucking room, right?
Is he beaten off?
No. He's fucking taking a piss. Out of
Seriously?
Our front door. I'm not fucking kidding. This. Oh my god, dude. So we're laying there, right?
And he's drunk.
Yeah,
I know it.
He had to have been. But so we're at the second to the last. There's the corner room 166, and then we're in the next one over. So you know, there's those doors that open, so you can walk from one room to the next.
Right.
Well, apparently he thought, I don't know if he thought that was the door to go outside or what, but he just like opened the door, wandered in front of our bed and then to our door and then open the door, standing in our hotel room taking a piss
just
outside.
Peeing right out the door.
Yeah. So I'm laying in bed like, what the fuck is this seriously happening? I'm like, hey, why are you in our hotel room? And like, he doesn't say anything at all. Like,
does he even look at you?
No, not at all. Like, complete no acknowledgement that I had said anything, that there was even people laying naked in this fucking bed.
Just,
you know,
was oblivious.
Yeah, completely oblivious. I don't know if he was just fucking wasted or what.
He must have been.
So I'm like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? And again, he like no response at all.
Were you naked?
No. Well, I was under the covers and shit, which is why I didn't get
but
up.
But you were naked, so
well,
you can't
yeah. Do you sleep with clothes on?
Well, I sleep in my boxers.
Yeah, that's gay.
I don't like sleeping completely.
Do you
naked.
Wear underwear though, like in normal day to day life?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why.
You don't.
No, not at all. I haven't since I was like 13. It gets in the way. But anyway, that's besides the point.
Yeah, but when you have to go into the pond, it's nice to have boxers so you don't just free.
Well, I don't think you start your day by like, I think I'd like to take a dive in Woodland Park Pond.
Yeah, but it happens when
get
you throw your disc
chlamydia in my fucking wiener hole.
You don't already.
Okay, you got me there.
I did.
Only because I got it from you. So this guy. So he finishes pissing and he just kind of he's like standing there leaning against the door like it's his room and shit. Uh-huh. And we're just laying there like, oh my God, is this seriously happening? And he fucking turns around and just walks like a zombie almost, like Day of the Dead shit. Walks back over through like by our bed back into his fucking room. Leaves the door open. Like doesn't
shut
the
door between rooms.
Yeah, doesn't shut our door. Doesn't shut his door. And, like, just goes into his room. And so I'm like, whoa, dude. So I tell Holly, I'm like, hey, go shut the door and lock it, right? So she fucking gets up and she closes his door, closes our door, and it doesn't lock. Like, it just turns, you know?
They should get that fixed.
You think?
That's how you know it's
you
a
think?
Dive.
A
when,
fucking,
when the rooms are connected and the doors don't
a
lock.
A $40 a night hotel. Maybe you want to have a locking mechanism on the door, right? You don't
well,
want
that's another... You know, $40.
Well, yeah, those are the perks, I guess, of paying more than that. So, okay, that happens. We close the door. It doesn't lock. I'm like, whatever. It's fucking 3 a.m. I gotta, you know, go back to sleep. Gotta work in the morning and shit. 2 hours later, fucking pounding on the door, on the outside door, not the door in between rooms, but on the outside door.
The door that goes outside?
The outside door.
Okay.
Pay attention, please. Okay, so pounding fucking knock, 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 like it's the cops or something. I'm like, holy shit, dude. So I fucking just lay there and it stops. And then like maybe 5 seconds later, it goes to the next door to where this guy was. Mm-hmm. Fucking pounded on the door. No response, nothing. This guy's yelling like, let me the fuck in. Comes back over to our door, pounds again. So I'm like, all right, fuck this. So I fucking get up, throw my pants on and shit, and fucking look out the blinds. And there's this dude just standing there, like just a normal, I don't know, like in
just
his 20s.
Guy.
Yeah, just some fucking guy standing in front of the door, pissed off as fuck, just looks pissed. Pounded on the door and shit, and I open the door, and he looks at me, he's like, oh, dude, I'm sorry, wrong room. I'm like, I think you're looking for the fucking dude that's over there. He just came through our room and took a piss and went back into his room. He's like, oh, okay. So I shut the door and lock it, and I hear him fucking pounding on the door. All of a sudden, the door opens, and this dude starts freaking the fuck out. What the fuck did you leave me for? I almost went to jail. The cops are following me. You got to get this fucking car out of here before the cops find it. He fucking, the dude that was in our room that took a piss, was like, I'm sorry, don't, I'm so sorry, like freaking out. So wow. I figured maybe he was deaf, right? And that would explain why he didn't hear us or anything like that. So this fucking dude that's pounding on the door comes fucking, I didn't see it, so all I could go was by what I heard. But he rushed in this dude's fucking hotel room and starts beating the shit out of him. Like you can hear fucking fist hitting retarded skull, just fucking douche.
You should open the door.
I'm sorry, douche. Stop hitting me. And the dude's like yelling the whole fucking time, like, why the fuck did you leave me? I almost went to jail. The cops, we gotta get this car out of here. And he's like, oh, the car won't start. I'm sorry. And he starts fucking hitting him again. All of a sudden, we hear this shit just break, like pictures falling off the wall or something. Like, he got fucking thrown into some shit.
That's
like,
awesome.
Some shit in the hotel room got broken, damaged, fucking like a lamp or something, just shattered. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then all of a sudden, you hear this, like, he was fucking choking the guy. I am not shitting you guys.
Wow.
This is 100%. This happened to me this morning. So he's fucking choking the guy, and he's like, I'm sorry. And then all of a sudden, it, like, goes quiet. And then the guy that was fucking hitting him and shit was like, oh, my God. Oh, shit. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. And, like, he fucking stabbed the dude or choked him and, like, actually hurt him, like, really bad. I mean, he was punching him and shit, but this sounded serious, you know?
Oh, wow.
He wasn't like, you motherfucker anymore. He was like, oh, shit, I just fucked up.
I killed you.
Yeah, I might really be going to jail now and shit. So he starts you know, just, oh, I'm sorry. And then all of a sudden, whoa, Bill,
quit bumping shit.
You can't hear that. Thank you. So then it goes quiet and shit, and I'm like, oh, okay, finally.
Finally, the guy.
6 in the morning, 6:30, I can maybe go back to sleep now before I have to get up and go to work. So we do, and I get up and shit, and I go out and to start my car, and there's this fucking bucket with, like, it was like an ashtray, just full of piss, sitting, like, in the middle of the door. Like, if you were to not look and walk out the door, you would step in it, pretty much. Wow. Right in the middle of the fucking door. And then there's this busted-ass car that looks like it got stolen, kind of, and, like,
yeah, like
Joyrode or whatever the fuck there. So I'm like, holy shit, dude. And I start my car, and we go. And so I go to the front desk thinking I'm going to get my room comp for free, and maybe I can go stay there tonight again. And, you know, maybe something else will happen, because I think that the retarded guy or the deaf guy, whoever, is maybe living there or something, you know?
Well, he's probably not now if he killed him.
Well, yeah, that's true. And so I talk to him, and there's the security guy or whatever. He lives there. You know, the guy that's like, oh, if you let me live in your hotel, I'll keep it up and I'll clean it and shit. So he's there, and he's like, yeah, you know, I heard, like, car tires screeching and loud music and shit at, like, 4 in the morning. I was like, oh, really? I wonder if it was the same fucking guy. Like, you know, we were sleeping here, and some dude just wandered through our fucking room and took a piss from our front door while we were in there. And she's like, oh, well, we'll have to get that lock fixed. I'm like, so, you know,
how about you give me my 40 bucks?
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, well, you already paid for the room and you're checking out. I'm like, well, maybe I want to stay here again. And she's like, well, we can't really comp the room for that because it's not our fault. I'm like, well, you don't have a lock on the door, you know? And they're like, well, you know, it was fixed. It was working before. So basically, nothing happened. She couldn't fucking...
You got to witness a murder.
No, for real. But yeah, so as soon as that shit happened, before I went to bed, I like grabbed my notebook and I was like, holy shit, I got to fucking write this down so I remember it for the show. And so that's how my morning was. And then, you know, I get to work and we have to do all that shit with shit and stuff. And how was your day at work today, Jesse?
I had to put up with this douchebag. I'm not going to say any names, but he's just a little whiny bitch that no one really likes.
Someone you delivered to or someone you work with?
Someone I work with.
Really? Well, yeah, we won't mention any names because we all have to work here too. But just let it be known that there is a douchebag amongst us. And maybe we'll make it into a game. We can all put down money with the listeners and they can bet. Like, we'll have the box with everyone's name in it and you put $5 on who the douchebag is.
It's going to need a picture of everyone too because you kind of...
Oh, for the listeners?
Yeah, person's doucheness by just looking at them because they kind of just radiate that shit.
Yeah, that's
kind of like
true.
Give it all away though, because you can just totally like just look at him and tell.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just the big
you're like,
douche
oh, that's him.
I guess I have to go off by the name.
That and like the fact that he has douche tattooed on his forehead. That would probably give it away too. So, did you notice all the fucking road construction and shit they're doing from the hospital?
Yeah,
we were actually
stuck in it for like 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I went down there today and I had two fucking stops. Two stops.
Yeah.
On Hutton Ranch, you know, where Sportsman is and shit. I was down there for like 2 hours. Sitting in traffic, not moving, just sitting there. And what I figured it was is, you know how everybody we live around is just fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, present company excluded, ladies and you dudes. But the majority of the people, motherfucker,
really?
I'm not used to
really?
This. New mic stand, sorry guys. But yeah, the majority of the people around here are just complete fucking idiots. They're on fucking autopilot the whole day. They barely glance up from their fucking phones or whatever the fuck it is they're doing. And so I figured that maybe these are the same fucking people that are the construction workers.
Well,
right,
you know what it is, it's the fucking people directing the traffic.
Well,
we watch these people attempt
you.
To
thank you. No, you finish the story, please.
I will.
Okay,
all right,
go ahead.
We watched these people try and direct the traffic for like 20 minutes and they couldn't do it. They were so retarded. For one, they couldn't even hold the sign so it faced you so you could see.
Right.
And then one guy, you know how on one side it says stop and the other side says slow?
Right, right.
Well, this one old guy who got pissed at us because we almost went, and he's like, look, can't you read the sign? It's like, not when it's pointed that way.
Oh, wow.
And then when he told everyone to go, it still said stop. He couldn't even turn it around.
So he's like waving to go, but
let's
it
go.
Says,
yeah, and then these two other stupid bitches who couldn't even direct traffic either.
That's like showing your dog how to dump outside, and then once it dumps outside, like, beating its ass and rubbing its face in it. And then it dumps inside, and then you do the same fucking thing.
It's
like, where do I dump at? Fuck!
Just don't dump at all.
So when you were stuck there, were you on the highway or were you on one of the side roads trying to get out?
We were on the highway. They were getting pissed at people who tried to like pull into the plaza.
Yeah, I was one of them. I kept trying to make it down because I just had to go to Hutton Ranch. And they're like, no, you have to go all the way down to fucking Reserve.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
the
back.
Only way in and
out.
And
I'm like, what the fuck? There's no cars coming. I need to go. So I end up going that way, trying to get through. I couldn't get through, so I went back by the college and shit. So I'm on the road, the hill that's by the college, trying to get out onto the highway, right? And there's these idiots, like, directing the traffic, but they're not letting anyone from the college go. It's just constant highway traffic. So I'm sitting there for 2 fucking hours, and the cars inch up, and everyone's just getting pissed. So I hang my head out the window. I'm like, hey, you think maybe we can have a fucking turn here? I'm running out of gas. And the guy's like, in a minute, it's not your turn yet. And everyone like was like, holy shit, are you serious? Because they're getting out of school to go sit in this for 2 hours.
Man,
they're
cool.
Fucking pissed. Yeah, so it occurred to me that that's why. These people have a hard enough time, like, figuring out how to raise their dog. And then you try and get them directing 4 lanes of traffic.
Yeah, if you can't direct 4 lanes of traffic, you can't direct a child's life in the right way.
No, and all these people do, you know. It's like, this guy that is having a hard time with 4 things has to go home and raise a child. It just made me very
sad.
And
what was funny is where we were stopped at, like, it took, like, I think it was 4 people to direct the traffic when, like, one person who knew what they were doing could do it easily.
Yeah, and then they're, like, yelling at each other. He's like, I can't hear you, and they're turning their signs, and then people are trying. Yeah, dude. It was a fucking mess. So I did something really stupid today while I was...
Surprise.
So you work here with all the water jugs and stuff. You know how they're empty? They're kind of bouncy, like, if they bounce off one... You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely.
Okay. Right. So I felt like such an idiot. I went to go put a jug back in the truck, and it fucking hit a jug in the truck and bounced and hit me like in the fucking forehead. So it happened really fucking quick. So I stopped and I like looked around to make sure no one saw and shit. And yeah, there was no one around. So I just like went along. Yeah. I just thought I'd show that. Have you ever done that?
No, I've only had the douchebag throw jugs at me.
Is it really?
Yeah. Remember when we were filling water and he threw it at me and almost like broke my finger?
Yeah. I remember that
was fun. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. Well, the last thing I really wanted to talk about before when I delivered to this oxygen place, right? So they give oxygen to people that need to breathe because something's wrong with their body.
Right. Well, who else are you gonna give oxygen to?
Okay. Granted. Right. So. Old people, I can maybe understand. Granted, there's no purpose for them, whatever, get rid of them. I don't want to be old, no one wants to be around old people.
Yeah, if you're so shitty that you can't even, like, breathe, you should just kind of die.
So what I was thinking, when I was there, there was this big minivan, and, like, it looked kind of like it was lowered and shit, like a lower ride, but all the windows were tinted, so I didn't really think anything of it. So I parked the truck and shit, and all of a sudden, out of the minivan stepped these 3 huge 300 pounds plus and, fucking women.
And I bet the van went,
Yes. The van fucking, they got out and, it raised back up to like normal van height and shit. And each one of these ladies had this fucking walker thing with an oxygen tank in it and the thing in their nose. And the last lady got out of the fucking van and she got out and she stood up and she like sat there for a sec. Like she had to catch her breath. Like, whoo, man, those getting up is killing me these days.
Even with oxygen, but pushed into my nose.
You're getting oxygen. There's nothing more we can do for you as fucking doctors with technology. We're giving you pure oxygen because you're too fat. You can't get the oxygen that's in the atmosphere.
If you're so fat that all the fat on top of your lungs is just crushing your chest to the point where you can't breathe, you should just die already.
Yeah, so that got me thinking that we should just make it illegal not to kill them. Work with me here.
That just kind of comes along.
Well, you know, as a motivational tool to get fat people to stop eating so much and maybe slim down a little bit to where we can maybe tolerate them. So it's illegal starting now. boom. From now on, it is illegal to get oxygen if you're fat.
Yeah, that's what
that's
I was
all
thinking.
I wanted to say.
Yep.
That right there. And oh.
And if you're old, too.
No, well, that we'll have to slide that one in the fine print.
Yeah, this one will have to sit around.
To start out,
years,
the platform for our candidacy,
I'd rather get rid of some fat people before the old people.
Right, right, because the old people, they're doing their thing.
The fat people
usually
are
going
to be around for a lot longer.
Right, and fat people stink worse than old people.
Yeah.
I think.
Old people just probably smell like decaying flesh.
What about old fat people?
Oh. Well, if they're old fat people, then they can't get oxygen because they're fat. So,
good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay. And, okay, the last thing I lied. There's one more thing. How did it become? Maybe it's because of the war. I don't know. But you say the word nigger and people are like, ooh, black people, you know, because they feel bad. Because
right.
A long time ago, maybe we brought them over here. Maybe we had them do things maybe we didn't want to do. And
well, at least
maybe
it's the least they could do for us going all the way over there.
Maybe we didn't want to pay them or let them live in houses. You know, maybe.
Maybe.
I wasn't there.
At least give them a place to stay, right?
Exactly.
At least they aren't in Africa
exactly.
anymore.
So I was thinking, the word nigger, it's so bad. It's so bad. No one likes to say, no one likes to be around people that say it. Unless you put the word sand in front of it, and then that makes it totally okay.
Right, because they're talking about
right,
someone else.
Because that's who we're in a war with right
yeah.
now for whatever reason, because they have big bombs hidden in all their sand castles and shit. So if you're going to say the word nigger, just throw the word sand in front of it. Just saying.
Yeah, but lots of people like me, and I use that word a lot.
Yeah, well, I say nigger all the time. Yeah,
that's because you're part black, though, and that's okay.
No, I'm not.
You listen to enough rap music, it's okay. We understand. So we got a couple of messages on the show, and I just wanted to read this just because of the people that were like, oh, you guys were spamming Disorderview, why'd you do that? You're not going to get any listeners from it, whatever. And I was like, yeah, it doesn't matter. We got a listener from it. So, Tim, fuck you, buddy.
It's one of your listeners,
that's
too.
Right. He's one of your listeners, and you don't give them enough content. He had to come to us to get more because he has such a long day. So this guy's from New Jersey. His name's Dan. He says, you guys are fucking funny as hell. Thanks to your fans calling Distorted View, I decided to check out your podcast. At first, I hated you guys. I only got... It's cool, man.
That's probably the first reaction to pretty
right?
much
everyone. God, I hate these guys.
God, these guys are idiots.
But I can't stop listening.
They're
that
so
is,
funny.
It's weird. It's like crack
it's
for my ears.
It's just because they're so right. That's why.
That's right. Yeah.
We just know what we're talking about.
He's like, man, that was hateful, but he's got a point.
Yeah.
At first, I hate you guys. I only got through 10 minutes of your podcast. Then something catastrophic happened. I ran out of Distorted View to listen
that
to.
That is catastrophic.
That's a catastrophe.
That
of
is.
Epic proportions.
That happens to me every day after I listen to the, you know, 30-minute episode.
I know. And, I mean, granted, he does do a show every day. We do one every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that I could see doing one every day. But his shows are only half hour, and
right.
ours are an hour. And
well, it's a little longer if you're...
Kind of like
if you're a paying
fast.
Sideshow member,
yeah.
which I'm not,
no,
not at all. If I get rich and this podcast supports me, Tim, I will buy a membership, okay? If you buy one from me, how's that? he ran a Distorted View list too. Tim only does about a half hour show, and I got 8 goddamn hours of misery at my job to put up with, so I had to listen to more podcasts. So I put back on your Jam Hole podcast, and you guys almost made me shit myself. I laughed so hard.
We tend to do that to people.
Yeah, I tend to shit myself every time I listen. So that,
well, you tend to shit yourself just
well, yeah,
out of
but
habit.
But I try and time the times I shit myself to when I happen to be listening to the show,
yeah.
so I don't feel so bad about it. I'm like, oh, that's just because I was really funny.
Yeah.
It's okay, guys. Let's see. Yo, it's me. Shit myself. I laughed so hard. I was pretty surprised at how funny you guys can be without using any audio or sound clips at all. In your face, Tim.
It's all our shit.
That's right.
Except
we don't...
the shit we steal from other people.
From South Park.
Yeah.
That,
from
yeah.
a lot. From
but those
South
are just
Park.
Intros, and we only do it once in a while, so it's okay. That is something I'm really starting to like about your podcast, because what makes it good is you guys just being yourself. It's just you guys chilling out, being yourselves, and it really makes the podcast original and great to listen to. We are great.
Yeah.
I almost blushed when I read this. I've
yeah,
never been praised so much. I felt like Jesus for a few seconds.
Christ?
I started reading it in the background, like it lit up and angels were like, hallelujah. and titty.
You're like, whoa,
girl.
Is this a prank?
It was amazing. Yeah. Yeah, I thought you wrote it first. Like, no. Hey, Matt, I'm going to get this fucker. Check this out, dude.
That's a good idea.
And then he shows the real comment. It's like, you guys suck. Fuck you. Quit spamming distorted view. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, because we get that most of the time.
Right. Well, just, yeah. We haven't had anyone call, but because of this, I might, you know, we might have to do that again.
No, just call Tim and just tell him about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In your face.
In your face, Timmy. Let's see. Just chill out being yourselves really makes it original and great to listen to. I guess I wasn't used to a podcast like The Jam Hole, but the more I started listening to you guys, the more addicted I became to your podcast.
We're a drug.
We're like meth. Yeah. You know, just once, just this once, and then boom, you're hooked.
No, we're better than meth. We're more like heroin.
Yeah, that's true. And we won't make you get all skinny and gross or get hepatitis. Well, you might. I won't.
I'm hep free.
Hey, it's clearing up. It's just an outbreak, and Valtrex is on it. So yeah. Go fuck yourself. Let's see. Morris started listening to you guys more at different Cameron podcast, and now he's not listening. Keep up the good work. Also, Matt, I really hope you fuck Betty too in the ass soon.
That's not gonna happen.
we'll talk about. I have a rebuttal to that. In the ass soon. You know, all the religious chicks are the dirtiest sluts to ever exist
That's
in the
true.
History of humankind. Amen to that. Keep smoking weed and make me proud. Love.
Wow, really?
Signed, love, your new loyal fan, Dan from New Jersey. Boom! Fucking
Dan is the man.
From Montana, some shit we made. We have this guy in New Jersey that's fantastic.
That's pretty sweet.
My ego is, like, huge right now. And then Rochelle
that's
wrote...
That's not the only thing that's huge
yeah, I know.
Right now.
I'm sporting wood like you wouldn't believe. I'm camping out tonight with this tent. Rochelle... yes. Rochelle also wrote in... where does she live? Because I want to let
Iowa.
People know about this. Iowa, okay. If you guys live in Iowa, keep a lookout.
The middle of nowhere. She lives in, like, some cornfields or something.
Nice, nice. She says, I totally spray-painted thejamhole.com on the side of a train today. So there's a moving advertisement for you.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Rochelle. I would like a picture of it, though, if you happen to see the train
just
go by
again. Just a
little proof. Or if that happens to be a lie and you didn't and now you feel really bad about it, so go ahead and spray paint again and take a picture and we'll act like you just didn't lie at all.
Yeah.
So... fans, and we have a train with our logo on it somewhere.
That's pretty
badass. Which, it's cool, like, the idea of our logo, and, like, I don't know, if she probably just wrote thejamhole.com,
yeah,
not the little squiggly going, you know, the jam hole
yeah.
thing. But if you think about it, the only people that are really going to see that are the bums and hobos sleeping on the train.
Right.
And
well, I guess that's just a whole new fan base.
Well, last I checked, bums and hobos don't have laptops.
Well, I mean...
because usually by the time they're bums and hobos, they pawned all
I don't know.
Of their...
A lot of those trains go through, like, the middle of town, which would be pretty sweet. You're just sitting at the train tracks while it's going through town. Just says
hop on the Wi-Fi real quick. Like, what the fuck is that? Holy
yeah.
shit. Yeah, I guess while they're in town, they could probably just steal some fucking laptops and then hop back on the train.
Right.
It's like the perfect getaway car.
Although I don't know how good the Wi-Fi signal will be out there.
Yeah, probably not good at all.
Yeah.
So, you ready to do some news here?
Let's do some news.
All right. Yeah, we're just going to read them. You guys, if you have any color commentary, sorry, African-American commentary, sand nigger commentary.
There you
go. Okay.
You can say
feel
nigger
free to chime
if
in.
You put sand in.
Okay,
it.
Ray?
Yep.
Oh! Boom!
You beat me
in
finally.
In your face! Suck on that.
It must
you
feel good when
bitch.
You win.
It does
it
because
happen
yeah,
much.
It only happens once in a while. Excuse me. All right, first story here comes from Munhall, Pennsylvania. Munhall police officer fired for alleged foot fetish.
That's
and
not
see,
a surprise.
If
to
this
me
was
at all.
Distorted view, right then we would play that clip from Half Baked where he's like, "Hell yeah, lick toes." That would be awesome. All right, Munhall, Pennsylvania. Former Munhall police officer Michael John Curtin, Jr., 36, was fired as he was about to be charged with indecent acts involving three. Not one, not two, but three
cops?
underage
yeah,
girls.
But cops always go for the three underage girls. It's
that's,
always three.
That's because whenever there's any underage girls around, it's not just one. They travel in packs.
Right.
So you got to take the one, or you got to take all of them to get the one cute one.
Right, because
that you
the
want.
Other two are nasty. Usually.
Exactly. And the one cute one keeps them around because it makes her look that much cute.
Right.
It's that whole.
They just kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking
you got to take the with the bad.
I know. See, this is what I'm talking about. If they would have had bells around their neck, this cop would have been like, you know, that sound.
He knows, though. He probably knew.
He's a cop. That's yeah, why. That's true. You're a cop. There's no excuse
for
this.
Yeah, well,
he
probably
shit.
Knew way before, and that's why he did it.
What do you guys think? Three underage girls and a cop. You think he, like, lured him in, was like, hey, license and registration, meow. And they're like,
right, meow.
Ah. He's like, all right, let me see your toes.
I think it was more of the whole, I got a piece of candy in my pocket.
Right, my baton, if you know what I mean. Was that the door?
I don't think so.
Was
I
that
think
you
that,
kicking the table?
I'm pretty sure it was him kicking
professional,
the table.
Guys, professional. Nice. Episode 31, and we're still kicking tables. That's great.
And bumping, you know, the desk with our
and
rock
bumping
stars.
My pop filler. Okay, shut up. The veteran police officer with 8 years on the job hosted what investigators describe as drinking parties with middle school...
Oh, wow.
Middle school and high school
middle
age
school?
Girls.
Really?
According to the criminal complaint, the youngest was? Anybody take a guess?
12.
12? What do you say?
I'm going to say 13.
13.
I'm going to have to go with 9.
No, 13 was right. I was just, I just wanted to see what you'd say.
I'm a pro, I know.
Yeah. Every underage party I go to, the youngest one's always 13. So... Could you, I mean, I can't stand to be around people like that. Like, 18, 17, if they're going to be 18 in a week, yeah, I can, maybe, they're, you know, but 13, I mean, could you imagine what that party would be like? They're all sitting around just, oh, I have to throw up because I'm fat. Oh, don't throw up because you're fat, you're not fat. Oh, and then, like, he brings out the wine coolers and Mentos, and they're like, oh, God.
Yeah, but what really sucks is that happens with... anyone really?
Yeah,
that doesn't stop at 13. It kind of keeps
until you, and then it stops for a while, and then it starts again when you're like the 45 urban cougar, fucking trying to get the young guys.
Right.
Yeah, okay, I can see, but a cop really?
Well, that's I guess that's just what he likes.
But he thought he could get away with it
because he's a cop. So yeah, he's
probably.
Like, I know I can wipe my fingerprints and my semen off of them. I mean, didn't.
He probably made him swallow.
And what gets me is it's a small town. A small town, it sounds like. So you would have thought he would have known that maybe on his daily route that's the same all the time,
hey,
they would see
the
him.
The dumbest of them all, really.
Is that why they're cops?
Probably.
Yeah, that does
well, that's
sense.
Why it's so easy for us to avoid them, because we're so much smarter.
Right, one step ahead, always.
Yep. At least one step.
At least. One huge step.
Yeah. For mankind.
I was just going to say that. The girls told investigators Curtin would give them alcohol once or twice a week, you know, depending, and allow the unlicensed...
Depending on if they feel like putting out or not.
Exactly, because they're whores. I'm sure they all had pink shoelaces. After he had to, like, untie the pink shoelaces to get to the toes, which also had pink nail polish on them. Yes, yes. Let's see. Yeah, they would do it once a week and allow the unlicensed and possibly drunk girls to drive his car.
I hope it was his police cruiser.
Do you think that's how he got him? He's like, hey, hang with me. Let me lick some toes. I'll get you drunk and you can drive my car. And I'll let you turn
no
the lights
he got
on.
Caught.
Yeah, right?
Seriously.
There was like a cop car 54 rolling around, piloted by
drunk
like some...
drunk underage whores driving a police
throwing
car.
Throwing Zima bottles out the window, right. Flipping on the lights and shit.
I'm,
oh
I'm
my
pretty
God.
Sure that I'd do that too. I'd let him lick my toes if I got
to
drive his
car
drunk.
Yeah, to drive a cop car drunk. And he was buying the alcohol. It's not like you
you'd
had
probably
to
probably let him lick your toes for nothing.
Well, toes are pretty hot. One girl told police Curtin admitted to having a foot fetish. Like, they didn't even ask her, like, what he did. She's like, oh, and by the way, he's a freak. He loves toes. In a unanimous vote, Munhall Borough Council dismissed Curtin in February. They're like, step into my office, because you're fucking fired, bitch. Yeah. And that'll give him more time to hang out on MySpace and lure in more unsuspecting toes.
You think they're just going to fire him and that's
hoes
it?
Hoes with toes? No, maybe. It was a personal matter, and it's now in the criminal courts. That's pretty personal.
Yeah.
Toes? Yeah. Curtin faces multiple criminal counts, including indecent assault, endangering the welfare of children, corruption of minors, and selling and furnishing alcohol to minors.
Damn, he's fucked.
That is a happy ending.
And not
ever.
Lit on it.
No, not at all. Do you think there was intercourse? I would be the scumbag. I'll ask. Do you think?
He was probably too busy having sex with their feet.
You can't fuck toes?
You can put 2 feet together.
You're a freak. Nice. You get the lotion in there and shit, and then you put... Yeah. All right, so what do you got here? Episode 31 of this fucking shit.
See, this is something a little different.
This has been fucking shit.
That was awesome. Medicinal marijuana user who was denied liver transplant dies.
Oh.
I know. That's pretty fucked. A man who was denied a liver transplant because he used marijuana with medicinal approval to ease the symptoms of hepatitis C has died.
So he needed a liver transplant. He went to the doctor and was like, hey, I drink a lot. My bad. I need a new liver. And they're like, so do you do any drugs? And he's like,
well, if he drinks a lot, that kind of, oh, well, no.
Well, and that's what I'm getting at. He's like, yeah, I smoke weed. And they're like, oh, sorry, you can't have this liver. But the whole reason he went in there was because he drank too much. And that they would have been like, oh, okay, this happens all the time.
No, if you drink too much, then they won't let you. Because then if you drink again afterwards, then that's just...
Right, well, it's like the whole religious thing. You can just keep sinning and fucking people and doing whatever as long as you say you're sorry. So you could just keep drinking, get a new liver, get all wasted, get a new liver.
Well, actually, no, you really can't. Like, if you have a history, if your liver is fucked because you've been drinking too much, they will not give you a liver transplant.
What if you go to Mexico and maybe say you won a liver in a game of cards? Hypothetically, you won a liver, or maybe, you know.
Well, then I guess you're just going to have to put that shit in yourself.
Do you think you could do that?
No.
No?
But, I mean, what else
could you do that to me, do you think?
If I
came to your house, like, 4 a.m, drunk with a liver, and was like, I need this in me.
I'd be like, let me get wasted, too, first, so I can be in the same frame of mind as you.
Wonderful.
I'd be like, all right, I'll give it a shot, but I'm not making any promises.
Knife. Sutures.
No, I'll just take your pocket knife and just start cutting.
Thank you. Continue, please.
Timothy Guerin, 56, died Thursday at Bailey Boshe House, an intensive care nursing center, said his lawyer. Douglas Hyatt and Alyssa Mark, a spokeswoman for Virginia Mason Medical Center, which operates Bailey Boshe. Well, that was a useless sentence.
Thank you.
His death came a week after his doctor told him a University of Medical or Washington Medical Center committee had again denied him a spot on the liver transplant list because of his use of marijuana, although it was authorized under Washington state law.
Yeah, so, okay, he wasn't even just smoking weed like we do, fucking to get high and enjoy, you know, whatever. Like, people drinking a beer after work, we'll smoke a bowl after work, relax. He actually went to a doctor. The doctor was like, I would recommend you smoke weed. This state, it's okay to do that. Granted, federally, you shouldn't, but it shouldn't be a problem. He starts smoking the weed, finds that it's great. Now, oh shit, I need a new liver. Goes there, they're like, oh, so you're smoking weed, liver denied.
And
he
really
dies. Does
weed affect your liver at all?
No,
anyway?
Not at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I was
just
thinking.
The fact that he smoked weed.
Right, yeah.
Even though they said he could.
Yeah, it's like...
Wow.
Yeah, I can't say anything to that. That's
Are we
fucked.
Really, people? Wow.
I mean, just going to let him die because you told him
so
to smoke weed?
You would think he would just go to another place, and he's like, okay, when they ask, say no. And he goes in, they're like, so, do you smoke weed? He's like, no.
I'm sure they test
Here's
you.
Here's your liver, sir. Thank you!
I'm sure they test him, though.
Yeah, so he would have to shave his head so they couldn't do the hair follicle test, and then
they'd probably
clean out his shit somehow.
Yeah, he'd have to... You know, because you'd have to.
Would
pass
that be
the,
worth getting a liver? I'd be like, fuck it. Where's the fucking Patron? that's kind of fucked though that they would let people that just drink because that's legal federally and stately. What is that called?
Stately, I guess that works for me.
Anybody?
I'm not denying that.
Thank you. Okay, so and then and he died because of it.
Yeah.
And now they're like, please don't sue us. Yeah. Maybe.
The case highlights an ethical consideration for those allocating, nice, organs for transplant. Wow. Whether using dope with a doctor's blessing should be held against a dying patient in need of a transplant.
Isn't it fucked up they don't just say, like, marijuana or weed? They're right. Like, dope.
Yeah, dope. It dope. Makes it sound so bad. So it's like, when I think dope, I think...
We
like,
caught him smoking the devil's pubes. Yeah, we might as well...
It's the devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce. We might as well start calling it that. We'll just call it rape. So, hey, you want to go smoke some rape? Because that's seriously how bad that sounds. Yeah. Dope. And that all just comes from those old commercials, remember, where they're like, don't be a dope, don't smoke dope, or whatever it was. It's like, you just call it dope because it sounds, because you can say, I'm a dope, and then call it dope, and say, you're a dope because you smoke dope, and then someone got paid like $100,000 to come up with that.
Yeah, but dope means cool, so I guess if you smoke, you're cool.
That's true. Like, yo, that was dope, son. That's the black coming out of you.
The ironics.
I don't know. In your case, it's usually the black going in.
Oh, interracial anyone. All right. Is that it for that story?
I don't know. There's quite a bit more.
Well, read on then.
The Virginia-based United Network for Organ Sharing, which organ sharing sounds good. Uh-huh. Which oversees...
Hey, aren't you a member of that?
Oh!
Member organ, boom! That was like a 1-2 combo. Yes.
Which oversees the nation's transplant system, leaves it to individual hospitals to develop criteria for transplant candidates.
So was it the state then saying that or was it up to the hospital?
Because if it's
up to the hospital, what, that's the only fucking hospital where he lives?
Well, I don't know. Maybe all the hospitals he tried didn't.
Maybe he just doesn't care. He's like, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'm going to go to this one. If they say no, fuck it. I don't care, you know?
I'm pretty sure Seattle has more than one hospital, though.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he really wanted to, I'm sure he could. Or even have a kid, let him grow up. I mean, granted, if you need a liver, you probably don't have that much time. But let's say if you did, you could then have your kid go in, you know, undercover, under your thing, and have him take the blood test and the pee test, which would show up clean, and then be like, here's your liver.
Or you could just kill him and take his liver.
That movie, The Island. You could just grow yourself a little clone and be like, I'll be needing your liver and probably your eyes and your dick. Definitely the dick. And the dick. All right.
It's some people who use illicit substances, including medical marijuana, even in a dozen states that allow it, are automatically rejected. At others, patients are given a chance to reapply if they stay clean for 6 months. Marijuana is illegal under federal law.
They make it sound like you're fucking shooting up heroin or something. They're like, okay, if you can stay clean for 6 months, I don't want you smoking it, no eating it, no fucking doing whatever else you can do with weed.
Okay, here's the reason right here. Garen told press last week he believed he contacted hepatitis C by sharing needles. What?
Contracted?
Contracted.
You don't contact hepatitis. Hey, I need hepatitis's phone number. I need to contact
by sharing needles with speed freaks as a teenager. So that's their only reason that they got.
He has hepatitis because when he was a teenager, he shot crank and shared needles?
I guess so.
What does that have to do with anything of that story? Is that why he needs the liver?
I think,
not from drinking?
No, I think that's one of the reasons why they decided not to give it to him.
Oh, on top of the weed and you have hepatitis.
It's like, you have hepatitis, so you're going to die soon anyway.
Right, they're like, we're going to put this clean liver in you and you're going to give it hepatitis. Right. So then once you die, we can't give it to someone else because it has hepatitis.
Well, the list probably works.
They could give it to someone else.
Right, it's not hard to do. Yeah, really. Here's a needle. Yeah, so is that it for that story?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, moving right along, you're gonna love this. This is great. This has two of your, well, I guess one of your favorite things.
To hate.
And it's not old people. Judge.
Or dogs.
No, or dogs. Well, maybe. I'm not promising anything. This comes out of Riverhead, New York. Judge holds court in parking lot for 500 pound man.
Holy shit.
He had,
that's a lot of man.
He had to go down to the local mall and clear out the parking lot
took up the whole thing.
Yeah. That. Oh, wow.
I bet those bitches that were yelling at you the other day probably weighed about the same.
Oh, God. I can't. That was awesome. Did you listen to that show? where I got in trouble when we rode by, and then what happened? That
Oh man, that
pissed me off. I need to find their address and go pay them a visit.
Yeah,
you can use my truck because they don't know what it looks
like. We'll do the old flaming poo on the doorstep thing just to warm them up, and then we'll get into the aborted fetuses in the mailbox and
poop
and
again. Things.
Yeah. All right.
Call the fire department. This one's out of control.
Fucking great. A Long Island music shop owner accused of selling knockoff Gibson Les Paul guitars.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Did not just go there.
Thank you. God. Has been arraigned in a pickup truck.
They had to get a pickup truck.
Has been arraigned. This... First of all, you're holding your court in a parking lot.
Yeah.
And then you bring the guy in a pickup truck. I mean, this
seems
like...
And they probably
like...
needed a crane to get him out.
And then the bears come along on unicycles juggling and the clowns. I mean, seriously, this is like a fucking circus show. I mean, this judge, they might as well have gotten the penis pump judge. Did you hear about...
Yeah, of course.
He should have presided over this while they're at
it. Well, being a judge would be kind of a boring job. I mean, you probably want to get off while you're
working.
Yeah,
but they all have laptops and shit. Ever since the OJ trial, Judge Ito, he was like the first one to be up there with his laptop. Yeah, they're all on MySpace hitting on 13-year-old whores
and
shit. Of course.
What else do they do?
You're a judge? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Nice,
that
dude.
Fuck pickup truck in a courthouse parking lot after his lawyer said the 500-pound defendant couldn't walk into the courthouse.
Oh my God.
Do you think he was on oxygen?
I sure bet, yeah.
They probably didn't even have it. His lungs don't even work at this point.
Probably didn't even move enough to where he needed the oxygen.
No, they brought him in a truck. They craned him from the house onto the truck. Truck drove into the thing, and that was where he sat.
They probably just had the court parking lot.
Well, yeah, that was the headline. Thanks for keeping up with us.
I am.
Yeah. Do you need to go potty or anything?
I should.
Okay. So, in a pickup truck, I mean, just the scene. Pickup truck, like, if you drove to the mall and saw this happening.
I would take so many pictures.
Oh, my God. I would run up there and be like, Fatty, Fatty, Boomba.
That truck was probably as low as that van you saw.
Yeah, probably. They had, like, the tuba guy going while he was going in. Fucking Family Guy. Pickup truck. State Supreme Court Justice Robert Doyle said the man's, quote, severe weight problem prompted the unusual proceeding Thursday in Riverhead.
I think if you weigh 500 pounds, you've kind of gone past severe into holy shit!
Yeah, that's off the scale, literally.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, his lawyer was like, hey, it's not his fault, he's fat. He suffers from osteoarthritis.
He suffers from eating
too
damn
much. What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that have to do with being so fat?
I have a broken toe, so I'm really fat because, you know, I can't walk on it or anything.
Right, so I just sit on my ass and eat.
Oh, if you get a summons to court and you can't get there by walking out of your front door...
Yeah.
Boom, shot to the head. They should shoot you in the head, put you in a big crate, and ship your ass to Africa where all the kids can eat.
What they should do is put him in jail so he loses weight because he's not being fed well enough.
Or that. They should put him in jail and, like...
No, because
he can hang out with
the
other guy.
Food.
Yeah, well, yeah, then... And
that's true.
As
we
read...
Just kill him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well,
that'd be easier.
That solves two problems. One less fat dude. Well, three problems. Whatever he went to court for. Problem one. Fat people, one less. Problem two, and feeding all these hungry
Ethiopian
African American kids.
What we should do is feed our prisoners with it.
That, oh shit. And then
that'd
we could get bigger tax rebates because that'd be that. Oh shit, dude. Solving problems one episode at a time. That's beautiful. The shopkeeper has been released without bail. Did they really release him?
It's not like he's going to be able to go anywhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't. When you release something, it generally goes away from where. I mean,
right.
They,
I mean, you could just leave him there and he'd be stuck.
They parked the truck back, tipped the dump thing over, he rolled out and they left. Yeah. that was their.
All right, you're stuck here.
The release, yeah. They released him without bail after pleading not guilty to trademark counterfeiting and criminal simulation.
They probably figured he was too fat to do any of that.
That's like playing Grand Theft Auto, criminal simulation. Yeah. So is that a crime if you pretend to...
If you're simulating it?
I don't get it. Yeah, if...
I don't know.
So I'm going to go pretend to punch you in the face.
I mean, is that...
Am I going to go to jail?
Is that like selling drugs that aren't really that
well,
drug?
Well, okay, here it says...
I mean, because that's even more illegal.
Right. He says the case and health problems have forced him to close his store. I'm so fat, I have to close my store. Just die. Just fucking die, really. He's accused of selling bogus Gibsons for $1,500 to buyers who thought they were far more valuable, genuine versions of the classic electric guitar. And, you know, that's the whole other thing. Like, with Miss Cleo, she conned all those people, got in trouble, and had to give the money back.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're dumb enough to fall for the con... Then fuck you.
Yeah.
You know,
you lost
at
that game.
You don't deserve it. Yeah, you don't get your money back.
If you can't tell the difference,
if
then
you're
fuck
dumb
you.
Enough to buy a fucking guitar for $1,500 and it ends up being a fake, that's your fucking fault.
Right.
And granted, if you're buying this kind of shit, it's probably up on display. No one's gonna fucking know. Do you want to be the douche and be like, "Oh, I got taken for $1,500"?
Well, someone must have known.
You're gonna
hang it.
You're gonna hang it on your wall, and all your fucking douchey hipster friends are gonna come over and be like, "Oh, is that a Les Paul?" Yeah. You're gonna be like, "Yep, that's a genuine," and they're gonna be like, "Oh, that's cool," and that's it. You're not gonna fucking stupid. Next story. What do you got? Let's fucking blow through these last two.
This one is called Police Say Swagger Had Beer, Drugs.
Swagger?
Yeah, that's the name of the person.
Okay.
Had beer, drugs, in new Ken room with minors.
Mm.
Triple threat.
Oh, the trifecta.
Yeah.
Trifecta. Minors, drugs, and what was the other thing?
And beer.
A hotel room? Oh, and beer.
Well, the hotel room would make it a quad.
the
quadfecta.
Wow.
Bond was set Thursday at $150,000 for an ex-Highland senior high school teacher.
Ooh,
high school
a
teacher's
teacher.
Aide who police said was found in a hotel room with drugs, alcohol, and minors.
What's the hotel room?
Well, where there's minors, there's drugs and alcohol.
These people bust in and, like, the drugs and everything are there, and, like, he just hides the minors.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's not what you think.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what?
I'm just getting high.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wait,
exactly.
Wait. Quote, I did nothing wrong. I'm completely innocent. Abby Jane Swagger told.
So they walk in and he hides them and they're like, okay. And then, like, one cop looks down. And he sees a shoe with one pink shoelace in it, and
yeah.
He's like, busted! You're going to jail, bitch!
Nice. Swagger, a 34-year-old mother of two and former exotic dancer.
Wait, it's a chick?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me, I thought it was a dude teacher's aide. Holy shit.
It's a chick who also has two kids and is a former exotic dancer.
Were one of her kids or either of them there?
I sure hope they were the two minors.
I sure fucking hope so.
Was originally charged with a felony crack cocaine possession, corruption of minors, and possession with intent to deliver.
Minors, crack cocaine. That's a deadly combination
that
right
is.
There. That's just setting your whole... And you're a teacher's aide. Do you realize how much money you would make if you were a teacher's aide and you sold crack? All you gotta do, you get the kids hooked, and the drug does the rest of the work for
right.
you.
You could just do it
they
from your work.
They are helpless to fight that
you
shit.
Could
they'll
do
be
work
back
from
and
work.
Be like, I'll do my homework, nigga. I just need the crack. Come on, I know you got some crack, bitch.
That was nice seeing fly out of your mouth.
What? Oh, spit. That's why there's that there. Thank
yep.
you. Why do you always point out my faults?
Because you point out mine.
Okay, fair enough.
Police said she rented a Clarion hotel room where they found beer, 9.5 grams of crack, and teenage boys and girls on February 22nd.
That's a lot
she
of crack.
She likes both, I guess.
And you know the funny thing is she is like five steps up in hotels as far as where I was last night.
Yeah.
But I didn't
know.
Have any crack
she's
or
probably,
minors.
She's
so.
Probably one of the people that's next door peeing from your... You're
yeah, right. Just fucking copping a squat out there, holding the clit so the pee shoots out. Just
well, of course. I mean,
of
want,
course.
You don't want to get it all over your legs or anything.
Well, no.
But new Kensington police are now saying Swagger lured two girls to the hotel in the hopes of getting them drunk and high and then wanted them to have sex with her. Lured them in.
That sounds like when you go fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, could you see the teacher out there
well,
like...
Well, her lure was crack.
Cast in a line with a pink shoelace
with
on
with a crack
it,
rock
like,
on it.
Yeah, and a crack
You'd
rock.
You'd probably get a lot of black people, too.
And a Zima. and a Zima.
Yeah.
And then she just
Well, the Zima would get all the underage
girls. The girl goes to grab it, and she's like, ah, gotcha, and starts reeling it in and shit, and into the van it goes, and then she casts out the line again. That's awesome. It's like couch fishing.
Couch fishing.
Dude, nice. I caught a Stuart fish. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That is so old. Holy shit. Are you guys old enough to remember that? Beavis and Butthead?
Of course.
Not the best show, but they had their
moments.
It
was good when it was out, but now it's not.
It was good until everyone started going around. Shut up. That and the whole Rick James thing. I swear to God, the next person that comes up and says that, I'm gonna show them what the five fingers said to the face.
Adam and Jake, you know Adam and Jake?
Yes,
Fulfwood,
yes.
They don't do it on purpose, but when they laugh at the same time, sound just like Beavis and Butthead.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the same pattern.
I can see
Jake,
will
go, huh, huh.
Yeah,
and Adam's just like,
he's got that deep kind of, I could see
and
that.
And it's just one laughs and then the other laughs like right after, and they just go back and forth.
An endless chain.
Yeah,
reaction.
It's pretty funny.
Nice.
But yeah, that's all that story.
Oh, was that it?
It's long and just goes on.
So, that was basically the same story I read, except trade the cop for a teacher's aide and a female.
And
at
she
that.
Had good drugs.
So is that really deviant that it was a female? Because generally the stories we read here, it's the male doing it.
It's just nice to know that they do it too, I guess.
Well, I think the whole thing is, it's easier. It's so much easier for a female to go out and get sex, just whatever. I just want to have some sex.
Because
any
guy will be like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. But for a guy, to go out, you have, especially if you have crack. I mean, fuck, you just go down to the Rose Bar and be like, crack. And then they're on you. But then the guy, you got to dress a certain way. You have to fucking spend the money.
Right.
And by the time you're done,
to
it would have been cheaper to just go get a fucking hooker and some crack and a blue and white hotel room and fucking do it, you know? So that's probably why.
What happened to those two boys that were there with the, were they just
I don't know. They were still there when we, or are you talking about at the blue and white?
No, the story.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah,
they didn't talk about
girls?
It.
It's a cliffhanger. Well, here, I'll finish the story. Basically, they all sat around, smoked crack, got fucked, and went to school the next day.
And had a good time.
Right, and the teacher's aide helped them with their homework. They all got A's, and now one of them is the president.
Which one got AIDS?
The president. He has AIDS. Like Jared's AIDS. No, they're my helpers. Okay, last story from me here. This one comes from somewhere. It doesn't even say. So, exclusive half man, half chimp.
Really?
That's a monkey for you non-scientific.
Don't we already
types.
Have those? I thought they were called niggers.
Oh my God! You waited 55 minutes to bring it there.
I always got to bring it there.
When we get hate mail, I am going to forward it all to you. And you know, it's not going to be nice hate mail. It's going to be all greasy with little wiry hairs in it, and it's going to smell like chicken. That's for you.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's all in fun and games.
It is. It's all fun. A leading scientist has warned a new species of humanzee created from breeding apes with humans.
They actually breed.
Could become a reality unless the government acts to stop scientists experimenting. Isn't this where AIDS came from? There, I said it. Monkeys having sex with humans.
I thought it came from gays.
What?
That's what the government tells people, actually. Seriously.
That's not true. It came from monkeys and black people having sex.
Who fucked who, so?
Well, let's take a look here.
Hey, I have a good nigger joke for you.
Please. Okay. You know I'm a sucker for a good nigger joke. That's funny. I don't care what
How do you tell if a black girl is pregnant?
How?
If you stick a banana in her cunt and it comes out half eaten, you know there's another monkey on the way.
Oh my God, dude. If I get killed by some angry black dude because of your racism,
it's probably going to be the one we keep seeing at Lawrence Park.
Jesus fucking Christ. And we'll be at Lawrence Park tomorrow from noon to 1 if you'd care to come kill us.
Hopefully we'll be in Missoula.
Aren't you going to be busy tomorrow, Matt, doing the whole community service for the old people?
Fuck that shit. Okay.
What?
Yeah,
you never told me about
this. Check
this
shit out. There's this thing called, was it Christmas in April?
Yes, it is.
First of all, Jesus wasn't born in April, retards.
He
was born
wasn't born at
in
all.
Well, he was born. That's yeah. But he wasn't. Okay, whatever. That's really. That's a whole nother show. It's episodes 10 through. What are we on now?
Well,
30.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much every episode.
So there's this thing, Christmas in April, where these people go around to all the businesses, and you sign up to volunteer your time. And do you know what more, like, is it in retirement homes or what? Because I don't know the whole details. All I know is they asked me if I wanted to go to some old folks' home and bring them joy and cheer.
And you're like,
I was like,
no?
So does that mean we get to pull plugs? Because that would bring me joy and cheer.
No.
And they didn't find that very funny.
Don't you remember? I didn't have a choice in this. My sister made me.
Well, that's like, your sister's fault.
Bummer.
Exactly.
That sucks for you.
Yeah.
That is the last thing I would want to
yeah,
do.
They asked
a
me, I'm like, have you heard the show? Maybe. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I'm probably not the best person to have around a bunch of old people.
That would probably make their day worse.
I know. We would get done at that place, and like everyone would just be like, sleeping, dead, and they'd be like, what the fuck happened here? Dude, it was the Grim Reaper. He went that way.
Yeah.
He was touching everyone on the way out. They all fell. I don't know. It was weird.
It was just their time.
Yeah, God called them home.
They were old. What do you expect?
Oh, wow. What were you going to say?
You know, I don't know. We're kind of like Mexicans, I guess. We just get to go and like rake yards for free.
Is that what it is, though?
I think that's what I was told.
I was under the impression we were going to like go there. Like when the Shriners go around and they dress up and they go in and they're like, here's a balloon penis for you. And they're like, oh, no. You know, like magic trick, shit like that. And then going there and taking pictures of the old people because, you know, they don't remember anything. So in order for that to have happened, they have to have pictures of it, because if you just tell them like you did this, they're not going to remember. But if you can be like, look, this is you, old person, and this is the kid, and this is you having fun, and they're like, oh, I still don't remember that, but at least I have a picture of it, you know. I'm not going. No.
And now it's May and it's called Christmas in April,
right?
It's awesome.
Like postponed
Christmas
for, like,
in April
2 weeks.
In May. So I'm not into spreading cheer to these old people. I'm not. I mean, at the cost of my misery to make them happy, they're old. They've lived 80 years. Probably a lot more of their 80 years have been happier than a lot of my 27 years. So fuck them. How about we do Christmas in April for me? You kill all the old people, say Merry Christmas to me, and we all get stoned. How's that?
That sounds good to me.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Let's see. Okay, so humans, monkeys, fucking, we're going to have new species here. The Scots, Dr. Caelan McKillar, director of research at the Scottish Council on Who Gives a Fuck, warned the controversial draft, human fertilization and embryology bill did not prevent human sperm being inseminated into animals. Now...
Well, that doesn't, it doesn't get prevented. Look at all the people that are fucking animals
but
these
days. But no, it did not say artificially inseminated. It just said inseminated. So somewhere in one of these weird research places.
Some of these scientists are fucking monkeys.
A scientist is fucking a monkey, yes. Exactly.
And by monkey, I mean the actual animal.
Right, not, thank you.
Yeah.
Not where AIDS came from. He said if a female chimpanzee was inseminated with was inseminated with human sperm, the two species would be closely enough related that a hybrid could be born. I like how they're calling it a hybrid and not like a freak of nature or anything
or
like that.
Or a fucking retard.
Or a nigger.
Or thank you. God, please.
I'll just say it for you. I know you're thinking it.
I am. I'm always thinking it. He said scientists could possibly try to develop the new species to fill the demand for organ donors. Wow. So they're going to do the whole...
When one of my organs dies, I want an organ from a humanzee.
I know. What if you get the monkey part of the organ?
Yeah,
and
I
you're
want
like,
that
what
shit.
The fuck is this?
Why is my skin black?
Why do I want bananas and chicken?
And watermelon.
And oh my god.
They can't be stereotypes if it's true.
This is the greatest story ever. Leading scientists say there is no reason why the two species could not breed. That's what I'm saying. The guy that got caught, he's like, hey, there is no reason this. I have a penis, she has a vagina. Granted, it's hairy and she's always throwing poop at me, but that's all right.
It's illegal to fuck your own horse, but scientists can fuck all the monkeys they want.
In the name of science.
Well, yeah.
So next time you get caught fucking your dog, just yell, in the name of science.
It was for science.
I'm trying to make a dog man. It's okay, guys. I need a new liver.
Right.
Oh, wow. Other... Wow. 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 There's no reason why they shouldn't try this. Like,
why not?
Maybe it's a monkey. Maybe.
Yeah,
if you want to try this, have sex with a woman, raise the kid, wait till you need the body part the kid has, then fucking take it. It's yours.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Right? I've paid for you to grow up to be this old. I'm taking whatever the fuck I need.
I'm taking one of your kids.
You better hope I don't need a new heart.
I let you live for however long.
Yeah, exactly. That's more than you would have gotten if I didn't need this, because then I wouldn't have fucked
I wouldn't
your
have
mother.
Had you,
and,
yeah,
exactly.
I would have just fucked her in the ass instead.
Exactly. Save a condom. Fuck her in the ass. Other hybrid species already created include cross tigers and lions and sheep and
aren't those
goats.
Ligers?
Wow. That's
hey, ligers exist.
Yes. Okay. Doctor, really?
Well, obviously they're crossbreeding them.
This is like the crazy geneticist from South Park.
Yeah, South Park.
It's a monkey with five asses. Well, that's cool, but what's it for? It's a monkey. It has five asses. Doctor McKellar said he feared the consequences. He feared the consequences if scientists made a concerted effort to cross humans with chimpanzees. He said, "Quote." Nobody knows what they would get if they tried hard enough. The insemination of animals with human sperm should be prohibited. What do you think?
Do you think this is cool?
Do you?
No? I really don't. They can do it if they want.
As long as it's not your monkey or what?
Yeah, as long as they're not fucking my monkey.
As long as it's not my dick or my monkey,
right.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Quote,
I mean, it's kind of interesting because it's not happened to me, so I don't, you know.
But do you...
I'd like to see what the outcome is, actually.
Do you think it would be more monkey or more human? I mean, granted, I'm going to get rid of the racist joke right here. Granted, it depends on how much of it was black. Okay,
right.
Now, continue.
Well, I think it probably depends just on, like, you know, when a black guy and a black chick and a white guy or whatever, the baby might come out black or white.
Right, it depends on
it might
which...
Kind of might depend. I don't know.
So which ones do you think would have the recessive and which ones wouldn't? Do you
right,
think the monkey
depends...
would have more recessive genes in it than
it probably
the
depends on from monkey into person.
That's
you know?
Fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's so weird. It'll be like that whole Planet of the Apes thing.
Right.
That's
what they'll have is fucking...
When that happens, I will be the first one to say the quote from Charles.
Yeah.
If that's mine, I'm calling it right now. Damned you dirty apes. Quote, the human fertilization and embryo bill prohibits the placement of animal sperm into women.
Well, that's awesome.
Apparently they haven't seen X-Tube. All right. The reverse is not prohibited. It's not even mentioned. This should not be the case. It's not mentioned because nobody thought, should we put something in here about you guys fucking monkeys? Maybe? And they're like, who would think of that? Well, these guys would. Case dismissed, you fucking retards. Leave it to humans. You don't see any... Oh, wow. Dogs don't even fuck cats. I mean, this is...
I don't know. It sometimes
well,
it
if you train it, Grant. My friend had this dog. We trained it to hump this stuffed... animal. It was a stuffed dog, and you'd bring it out like when all your friends were over and shit, and be like, "Watch this," and you'd be like, "Bubba, hump the bear," and he would just grab it and start fucking it, shit. It was like on command, and he would do it as many times as you would tell him.
Yeah,
he
would, well, so he would, does that. Well, he, so does a human, you know.
Well, yeah,
guy
he would only he would only finish the first two times, but he would still go through the motions and shit. That was a great dog. He said if the process was not banned, scientists would be very likely to try it, and it would be likely humans and chimps could successfully reproduce. There's nothing successful about a person fucking a monkey and having a half and half. There,
right.
What? Unless you... Wow, that blows my mind.
I don't know, I'm kind of interested to see how it would turn out, though.
Well, here, quote, if you put human sperm into a frog, it would probably create an embryo, but it wouldn't go very far, he said.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Quote, but if you do it with a non-human primate, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that it could be born alive. Could you imagine the woman, the first woman to give birth to something like this? The doctor that has to do it? Like, it comes out. Oh, well, it's crowning. Oh, we have a full head of hair. What the fuck is this? He just fucking drops it. And
I wonder how the husband would feel.
He'd be like, wasn't me.
Hey, who the fuck was that?
The Eddie Murphy defense.
Wow. The Chewbacca defense.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with anything.
At all. Dr. McKellar said the resulting creature could raise ethical dilemmas, such as whether it would be treated as human or animal and what rights it would have. But they're saying the reason they're doing this is so people can grow their own organs. So what ethical rights would you give? I mean, you would have to treat it like any other thing you would grow. You don't ask the plant, can I have an apple today? No, you cut the fucker down and you take it.
If you're going to do that with a monkey, I mean, you might as well just do it with another person. Well, really, what's the difference?
Is it going to be smart enough to actually know communication, though? Like, are you going to be able to say, hey, man, pansy, or whatever, is it okay if we make you...
I guess... We'd
and
have
take
to try
your liver and shit. I mean, is that where this is going to go? We're going to ask them, and then they're going to be voting, and then more of this shit. And then Obama will get elected, because all the monkeys voted for him. Boom!
Yeah, Obama calls himself white, though. He likes it when people call him white.
So
he's not black enough to be president.
Whatever. He's as black
as I want, like, a gangsta as a president.
He's the black, or he's the white man's nigger.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Quote, if it was never able to be self-aware or self-conscious, it would probably be considered an animal, he said. However, if there was a possibility of humanzees, I like mine, chimpanzees. Yeah, that's much better. Developing a conscience, you would have far more difficult dilemma in your hands. So if it's not conscious or self-aware, then it wouldn't matter because it doesn't know. But if it is, it's like, hey, why are you taking my liver? Then they have to stop and look at the ethical side of it and be like, should we be doing this or not? And then it all goes back to the beginning, where should you have fucked the monkey in the first place?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, people fuck monkeys every day.
God damn it. Not in this town, they don't.
Nope. monkeys fuck other monkeys every day in this town, because we all know where they're at.
Yes, they do. But without monkeys, we wouldn't have Super Monkey Ball.
That's
true. You ever
played
that game?
Yeah, I have.
Fucking fantastic. You guys are Super Monkey Ball on the Wii?
No, I've never played the Wii.
Oh, man.
That's a great game.
Yeah. It is great.
It's almost as good as Super Smash Brothers.
Almost. You ever play that?
That's
Super
the best
Smash
game.
Brother Brawl? Fuck yes. Yes. Fuck yeah.
I stick to the old school Nintendos, the 64 and Zelda. That shit's my favorite.
Zelda. That's Zelda. All right. Quote, if they could create these humanzees who are substantially human but are not considered as humans in law, we could have a large provision of organs.
I love how we went from fucking monkeys to video games.
Wow. Only
off topic.
Only on the jam hole.
Yeah.
He wrote to the Department of Health to ask that the gap in the draft legislation be addressed. They're like, hey, can you add something in here saying these guys can't fuck monkeys because they got the look, if you know what I mean. The department confirmed that the bill, quote, does not cover the artificial insemination of an animal with human sperm. It said, owing to the significant differences between human and animal genomes, they are incompatible and the development of a fetus or progeny is impossible.
Okay, so it's all right to beat off into a cup and then insert it into the, you know, monkey.
Right.
But
we don't want any penis to vagina.
Right.
Or
that's
do monkeys have vagina? Call it a vagina? Or
I'm sure it's...
What?
I don't know.
No? What do you call a monkey vagina? Quick.
Come on.
All right.
What the hell?
She does not know. Have you ever seen a monkey vagina?
No.
Okay, me neither.
Are you sure?
Okay, one time when I was in Vegas.
You had sex with a black girl?
Yeah, so thank you. you know what? I'm done with this story. It's fucking...
It's enough racist.
That's
it's
it.
Just one big racist joke.
Basically, the scientists are making excuses. They're like, oh, we just want to fuck monkeys for science. We need their organs because, you know, we can't just grow our own with T cells. And we can't... Or not T cells, stem cells.
I was thinking
AIDS. Your T cell count goes down. Yeah. Mine is really low. But you can do that. You can grow your own Shakey's fucking pizza, for God's sakes. You could probably make a liver. They just want to fuck monkeys and not have the whole scientific community go, hey, these guys, fucking monkeys.
It's the new
stay
excuse.
They
went from saying Satan possessed me to it's for science.
Right. Exactly. That's ridiculous. So you guys got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
No, let's just get the fuck out of here.
Okay. You guys, anything else you want to say besides your coworkers a douchebag?
A douchebag.
I'm pretty sure that sums it up.
All right. Well, as always, guys, if you have anything to say to a pertinent show, click on the show, leave us a comment on the show notes, or email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our website. You can send us MySpace messages, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. You can subscribe with the iTunes. It's a new month, so get over to Podcast Alley, vote for us, and go fuck yourselves jamming.
Yeah. Stranded on this island, myself needed solid ground, let the match spark the flame like a pilot. See me on the sign, a little Z better holler. Always pop my collar, roll like a Rottweiler. Diesel when we flex the slide in my Nexus. Amp Live always represent Texas. I'ma get it hotter than the dance or chatter, 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 chatter. Flex like it's for sex, flex, that's your fizzle. While you get in jail, they be dappling your fizzle. I keep it solar, melt down your polar. You just a little baby cub on my sonar. I've been doing it and doing it well, but you probably couldn't tell, cause I'm short on my mail. Make a break, six, double A, making a sale. What they told me at the label, but I rebelled. I'm like Nat Turner, carrying two black burners. My rap stacks attack like axe murders, and push further to the point, no return. Cyanide burn like a thick stick of sherm. Is you with this? You know the drill. It's Cyanide Massive on the rail. Did you like that? We gotta be, we end on her, then we rock for you. Is you with this? You know the drill. It's Cyanide Massive on the rail. Did you like that? We gotta be, we end on her, then we rock for you. Is you with this? Come on, little mama. 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 Yeah. Yeah. I'm like the cat working corporate who never got a raise, who slaved in hell 1,000 days underpaid. Went to school to be a scholar, now I'm miseducated. But fuck what you know if you still can't make it. Seen a sister shake and break it to pay the monthly bills. Tuition, rent, survival skills is for real, but I'm stuck in this limbo. I speak to my kinfo, relate to the style, cause you overstand, you been broke. Seen a lot of suffering, seen a lot of woes, but where I finally go, only Mighty Jah knows. So I spent my lines making minds hypnotized. I hope the gates of heaven open wide when I die. While you clamor with glamour, I'll be stammering grammar. You like Arm and Hammer, I'm the funk Alabama. To bounce with the clout, bringing large amounts. Trust me, keep it dusty to turn shit out. Is you with this? You know the drill. It's Cyanide Massive on the rail. Did you like that? We gotta be, we end on her, then we rock for you. Is you with this? Come on, little mama. Is you with this? Come on, little mama. Is you with this? Come on, little mama. Is you with this? Come on, come on.